different times, just trying to get done. But it's Friday. It's a beautiful, sunny morning. It's not happening yet, but you know. How's everybody doing? Welcome back to Miss CC's After School Talks. Did y'all listen to my favorite podcast, which I discuss what makes a line staff great or prepared during after school? I hope you enjoyed that listen. Share with others if you have not done so. Please favorite Miss CC's After School Talks on Anchor. Also follow on and listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Breaker. You'll be up to date on my latest podcast, Miss CC's After School Talks. Wait, how many times did I say podcast? Never mind. Moving on. Talk about some of my favorite affirmations to get me through the day. Awesome. So affirmations you can let your students know during after school. Let's pause for a second to grab a pen and a paper. Do people still take notes on these type of things? Like, anyways, and also some snacks because you know you gotta eat when you're listening. That doesn't make okay. So you know you have to create an ambiance when you're listening to Miss CC's After School Talks. You know. Peace, love, and light. Tell it. I play too much. If you haven't noticed, the little CC be showing too much. But it's okay. You know, it's always a vibe when you're listening. But get your snacks. I have important messages before we start this show. Stay tuned. This is the definition for affirmation. Affirmation. Noun. Plural noun. Affirmations. The action or process of affirming something or being affirmed. According to the dictionary, that is the definition of affirmation. Some suggestions I feel you can do for yourself and students for a positive affirmation would be to set a reminder in your calendar. Make sure it's a daily reminder. Just like you have an alarm that goes off probably at the same time every day, make it a routine to do positive affirmations daily. You should program your mind. Make sure that you set that alarm in your mind. They say it takes 21 days to break a habit, but make it real. I feel that we get free knowledge of the negative views of students. I feel that now we should turn those negative affirmations into positive affirmations. Yes, there is a such thing as negative affirmations. You know, growing up hearing all the same negative things about yourself over and over and over again. Yeah, that's that. Let's stop doing that. Affirmations are based on judgment, positive or negative, but positive affirmations bring you joy or a feeling of security and drive and passion and so many positive feelings as you positively affirm. Okay, now let's get into this. I got some of these off of this gem of a website called Teachers Pay Teachers. Look them up on teacherspayteachers.com. Teachers Pay Teachers is an online marketplace where teachers buy and sell original educational materials. This is not a sponsor. I'm just dropping free gems, free knowledge, you know, for all my fabulous educators out there. So, I numbered and I lettered. I'm always numbering stuff. But, so to begin, the numbers are for the students and the letters are for, it could be for both, but let me do the letters. The letters are for what I say to myself or my little mantra. So A, there is no one better to be than myself. B, I am enough. C, I forgive myself for my mistakes. D, today is going to be a great day. E, I can control my own happiness. F, I give myself permission to make choices. Sadiq. Gee, I can make a difference. H, good things are going to come to me. I, today is going to be an awesome day. J, no matter how hard it is, I can do it. K, I give myself permission to make mistakes. L, I am going to get through this. M, I'm choosing to have an amazing day. An amazing day. So those were some, I have a whole list. I even made a book of all these affirmations, and I wrote all the positive affirmations every day when I got home. Some days I didn't, so it's not 365 pages of affirmations, but it's a whole little journal with all the affirmations that I felt like I needed at that time in place, and I still carry it with me. So let's move on to what we can say to our students. Let's positive affirm these kids, you know, they need it. So one, I am beautiful inside and out. You are beautiful inside and out. Two, your voice matters. Three, you can change the world. Four, you are smart. Five, you choose your own attitude. Six, you are important. Seven, you are becoming the best version of yourself. Eight, you get better every single day. Nine, you are an amazing person. 10, today, you are a leader. 11, your mistakes help you learn and grow. 12, you have people who love and respect you. 13, you can do better next time. 14, you believe in yourself. 15, you are free to make your own choices. 16, today, you choose to be confident. 17, you are in charge of your life. 18, you matter. 19, if you fall, you will get back up again. 20, you can be anything you want to be. 21, you are a product of your decisions. 22, today is going to be a good day. Oh, I read that wrong. 22 is, today is going to be your day. Because it says today is going to be my day. So you tell them today is going to be your day. 23, you've got this. 24, you're going to take a chance. So those were the 24 positive affirmations I have said or used or have not used and will use in the future for any students that's not even in program, but in program, not in program, passing by, you know, practice this with my friends, my families, also, and just near passing, having starting a conversation with somebody, you know, have a better outlook on life, you know, when you do these positive affirmation, you know, mindset shift, you know. So, before I close out, I want you to jot down some positive affirmations that you live by, or if you don't have one yet, or none, just jot down some you want to become, that you want to become your daily mantra before you get to work or even start work. Take a minute here. Also, jot down some positive affirmations that you want to let your students know on a daily basis. Yeah, I said daily. Take a moment there. Okay. Alrighty, y'all. Thank you for listening to Ms. Cece's After School Talks. I hope you enjoyed this listen and took something from this and will apply it in your everyday life. Seriously, this is real life work. Trust me, I know. Alright, I'm out. Until next time, be safe and social distant yourself from others.